7:35, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910, as promised each and every day this week and next week. We are playing on February 4th, before the big game. We're having our own big game, big video game tournament, Tecmo Super Bowl 4. If you want to play and be in the running for that $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct, I need caller number 4 right now, 345-0910. Pick your team off the board. Paulie, so far the teams that have been chosen, I know the Buffalo Bills, I know the L.A. Raiders, who else?
And the San Francisco 49ers. Those are our three teams off the board right now.
Okay, if you want to play, you got to be there, 2 o'clock next Sunday, February 4th, Hurley's Tavern, brought to you by our friends at Diamonds Direct, 345-0910. And as we get a winner, let's bring in a winner at life. John Lazor, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Back in the day, who was your go-to Tecmo Super Bowl team?
I used to like to play with the Niners because, as we all remember, Wes, there was one play that was unstoppable where if you ran all fly routes, it was a touchdown every time.
Really? I did not know this. I was always more of a Chiefs or a Raiders, the Bo Jackson-Christian Okoye combo, but really, I gotta go check this out. And the 49ers have been selected, by the way, so if you're in town on February 4th,
I'm not going to take the Vikings because we all know that they're not going to get there.
Oh, there it was. I'll get to your misery in a second here, but we're talking about a big basketball run. Big night by UVA, big comeback by VCU. I saw the number yesterday after Virginia Tech's win. The Hokies, this ESPN BPI, if they would have lost, there would only been an 11% chance of making the tournament. That rises to 26 with their win. Lays, you saw this team in November, December, and now in January. Was that the best performance by Buzz's crew the other night against North Carolina?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. Just from a team rebounding aspect and the way that they were the first to the floor and also the first to the glass, you know, beating North Carolina in terms of total rebounds, although there's a lot that goes into that, including percentage of made shots and all those things. But regardless, when you're talking about a team that's a plus 12.2 in rebounding coming in and you're at a minus in ACC play, and to be able to do that while still, you know, it's not as though the Hokies shot the lights out. I think it would be easily classified as their finest performance. I will go back and say the BPI and all those things, that's great. I mean, what does that actually mean in terms of 11% against 25%? It really has nothing to do with the consistency of what you're doing and who you're playing, and that's obviously an ever-changing and flowing number, I would think.
Justin Robinson's best game so far this year?
That's hard to say. He's had some phenomenal performances lost in games that the Hokies have not won. You know, he had 11 assists in a game in which the Hokies did win, but certainly didn't play their best, where they didn't blow out Pitt at home, which you felt like they probably would, and has for the most part happened to Pitt. But yeah, in terms of slowing down his decision-making but not slowing down the pace of this offense and not turning the basketball over until the last couple of minutes of the game, I suppose you could certainly put it up there as, I would say, his most efficient game of the year, maybe if not his most not explosive.
He's John Lazor, the voice of the Hokies, with us, brought to you by Cowan Gates. I was listening to you a little bit last night with Buzz, and the question was asked, you know, what was different, what changed, and I heard him say the other night that he's not changed the message on the whiteboard in the locker room. The goals, the adjustments, the priorities, all still the same. And Buzz really didn't have an answer for it last night, but I'll defer the question to you. What did you see different overall in this team?
Well, I liked what I saw from Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Justin Bibbs, and Ahmed Hill in terms of what has plagued the Hokies over the last couple of weeks, and that is that their offensive flow has returned, but the shots haven't fallen. And, you know, the old adage in coaching is when shots are falling, everything looks fine or everything looks a lot better, and when they're not, they don't. And for this team offensively, the shots obviously started falling, but they started falling because those three guys played themselves into the offensive flow of the game by playing more solid defense and getting above the rim in terms of rebounding the basketball. And, you know, Justin Bibbs had 4 rebounds and 3 assists before he had a point and started the game 0 of 6 shooting. And, of course, you would like to think of JB as your best shooter on the floor. And I think it's not to say that those guys have sulked or anything like that, but they've disappeared a little bit in terms of the other aspects of the game when their offense hasn't been flowing. And I think Buzz also did a nice job in that game of controlling his personnel. He let guys play through some of those things and didn't necessarily need to go to the bench as early as he has at times in the past. So I think all of those things were great, but it really boils down to the fact that the Hokies finally got after someone defensively, Wes. You know, they, in terms of just keeping in front, staying in the drive, jumping to the ball, you know, all the adages and all the coach speak that you can use, just hadn't been there, and they got after North Carolina, and I think it surprised the Tar Heels in some respects.
Now the big challenge is, can they find consistency? Because Saturday night, is it Saturday night at Notre Dame and then at Boston College?
That is correct.
All right. It's a big stretch here for the Hokies. They got one on the resume. They need more Saturday night, 8 o'clock against Notre Dame, 96-1 with Lays and Mike Burnup. And I didn't want to lead with this, but you did bring up the Vikings, and I didn't want to go there first, but how the wounds heal? Are you healing? You feeling a little bit better?
Oh, I'm fine, man, because like I said last week, you knew it was coming. You know, everyone's like, oh, what a fantastic miracle that we had against the New Orleans Saints. And it's like, no, you already went through your wallowing in that fourth quarter, and then you come back and you recognize that, yes, hey, what's a grander stage for pain? It could be losing with the opportunity to have the Super Bowl at home and then having the team that beats you come to your city and essentially steal your home. So, yeah, that's obviously what we signed up for. You know, I mean, sick people like to say, oh, our fan base is more in pain or has suffered more heartbreak than anybody else. Six consecutive NFC Championship game losses, and prior to that, four consecutive Super Bowl losses. You know, again, you just kind of see it coming, and I think people shake their head and they go, oh, woe is me. Well, look back at it. It's an alternating devastation in last plays or getting just walloped in games in which, you know, that's been my hardest thing with my own fiance this week is, oh, we destroyed the Vikings. Yeah, you did. And it's so curious because you're not a better football team than Minnesota. I still contest that. And unfortunately, the physical evidence will never be there for us. And that's kind of how we're always shorthanded in arguments.
Well, speaking of a stage of pain, there was a bet going into this game that the...
Actually, cowardly canceled it.
Yeah, well, I understand that there was some discrepancy in the bet. So if we could, I'd like to welcome in John Lazier's fiance, Renee Blessington, the Eagles fan, joining us on Fox Sports 910. Did you cancel this or did you change the bet on Lays, Renee? What exactly happened here where the winner was supposed to have their team's fight song played as you guys were introduced? What went down here? Give us the background.
So what happened was, good morning, Wes. I was concerned that there would be legitimate booing at my wedding, so I didn't want that. So I decided as we were, you know, on Saturday, as we were talking about, I'm like, I think we need to change it. I think we should change it to having to do a Christmas card wearing the opposing team's jersey. And John's like, just kept yelling skull, so he never quite agreed. But then I actually didn't realize how binding Twitter bets were, because I've had like five or so people in the last couple of days come up to me and be like, so is John ready for Fly Eagles Fly? I'm like, yeah, I guess we didn't cancel the bet on Twitter, so it's pretty binding at this point.
That sounds ridiculous, first of all, Wes. You can't say the two people involved in a bet canceled a bet. I didn't want to cancel it, by the way, babe, and good morning from the other room. She's just outside the door here, I would imagine. I could have got you another headset, so the audio quality was better. But, yeah, I'm still fine with playing the song, to be honest with you. And you'll notice, Wes, as a proud Philadelphian yourself, the concern over people booing at our wedding did not come from the Minnesota side of the family.
Yeah, I was
for those
say.
That have adamantly defended the snowball tossing at Santa Claus and feel as though Philadelphia fans are mischaracterized. There was no concern whatsoever from my family about booing Fly Eagles Fly.
All right, Renee, I'm going to have to say here, a bet is a bet, and I know you want it to be your special day, but I'm going to have to say, in true Philadelphia spirit, you're going to have to go through the booing. And Fly Eagles Fly will have to be played
That's
when you guys
point.
Roll
there
together.
There won't be any booing, Wes. The Minnesota folks are not going to boo Fly Eagles Fly.
Renee, are you comfortable with this?
They're going to applaud their hero, me.
Renee, are you comfortable with this? You are the bride. It is your day.
I'm in. Yes, you're right.
All right.
You're right.
I want to make sure.
Twitter bets are pretty binding.
All right. It's in stone. I wanted to make sure that I could, you know, there's no domestic dispute. We're all good here moving forward. I want to be part of the wedding planning. So, John Lazier.
Confirmed.
When it's officially introduced, Mr. and Mrs. John Lazier, you will hear this. Oh, I can't wait for the happy couple to be introduced.
By now.
Know the words, John. We'll be singing that day. You too.
I know him better than Terry Bradshaw does.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. You too. Happy nuptials. We'll catch up soon. Lays, have a great call this weekend in South Bend.
Yeah, man. I'll be at your doorstep in 3 hours.
Love you, Renee. See you guys later.
Thanks, Wes.
That's John. That's the Lasers, ladies and gentlemen, the future Lasers joining us here. Brought to you by Cowan Gates. I can't wait for this wedding. Fox Sports 910.